This year's harmful algae bloom was expected to be one of the worst in recent years. University of Toledo professor Thomas Bridgman says that forecast held true. It tied for one of the worst years, 2013, in its severity. But
it was not as densely toxic as it has been in the past.
The algae bloomed late. It wasn't until September that photos of green water and lifeless fish started showing up. It brought back memories of 2014, when the city of Toledo announced a do not drink advisory for residents. And this year's bloom didn't just look bad.
Beaches were impacted for sure, because depending on wind direction, you can get a real concentration of bloom material on the beaches.
Lake Erie charter boat captains estimated a 25% loss in business. Despite the big algae bloom, the city of Toledo said the lake water was safe, only placing its water system on watch twice. For Great Lakes Today, I'm Elizabeth Miller.